It's Wednesday, October 14th, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Is national 5G a thing? How prepared are MSPs for crisis? And governments big and small weigh in on cyber. This is the Business of Tech. Let's talk 5G. This time, how about the idea of a government-mandated 5G network? President Trump's campaign has latched onto the idea of a nationwide wholesale 5G network. Policy staffers in the FCC were not aware of the campaign announcement, and on Sunday, the campaign walked the statements back. However, this is not the first time this has happened. So is this political posturing? Maybe not. Besides a number of talking heads discussing it, a company called Rivada has been pushing a technology to auction the use of airwaves and manage different companies' demands on them, and has been pushing a public-private partnership to build a national network. So why do we care? Is this so crazy? Think for a moment about the interstate highway system, or the electrical grid, or the water system. These are utilities that are shared and that then drive the rest of the economy. I've reported several times on the problems with the carriers or with broadband access. What if broadband was like the post office, subsidized to bring business out to everyone? I can actually see this being really powerful for providers. Imagine cloud technologies where you simply know there's a network that you can rely on. If you're usually inclined to say no to government projects, think about those utilities and how connectivity moved from competitive advantage to utility, a trend only accelerated by the pandemic. That's why I care. What do you think? Pulling from the new Logic Monitor Future of the MSP Industry Research Report, quoting Solutions Review. Logic Monitor found that only 42% of global IT leaders feel that their MSP's network infrastructure or managed service infrastructure is very prepared to withstand a recession, pandemic, or other extreme crisis. Half of the respondents answered that they felt somewhat prepared. 7% ranked their chances of weathering a crisis were slim, and 1% felt that their infrastructure could not handle a crisis at all. This information also correlates with Logic Monitor's finding on business continuity plans across managed services providers. The report revealed that only 37% of IT leaders at MSPs are confident in their company's crisis plan. Accordingly, 55% are somewhat confident, 8% have minimal confidence, and 1% have no confidence at all. Why do we care? It's interesting to hear that the infrastructure isn't ready. When I was worrying about the survival on the business side, I generally assumed this is a solved problem. Apparently, I'm wrong, and I'm rather significantly wrong, which leads to danger and opportunity. The danger is, OMG, you haven't solved this. This is not nearly enough confidence. Wow. The opportunity is simple. Fix it. You can sell that service and clean up your own shop at the same time. The G7 has issued a joint statement from finance ministers and central bankers over the rising threat of ransomware with, quote, malicious actors targeting critical sectors amid the COVID-19 pandemic. In a separate annex on ransomware, the officials said some prominent strains of ransomware had been linked to groups that, quote, are vulnerable to influence by state actors. Additionally, I wanted to note local governments in Australia who are also calling out failures over cybersecurity, noting 80% of local councils without a cybersecurity policy or framework. Why do we care? Two data points, one large government, one small government. We care because of the implications. Governments at all levels are wising up to this problem. And which is the bigger constituency, the providers or the end customers? This issue has bipartisan appeal. If you're up for election at any level and can be tough on crime and invest in small business, this is an easy political sale. So you care because the politicians are getting involved at all levels. And unless technologists are there too, the laws that come out will be misaligned. I hear you saying you'll do better than any law already. What if the law makes no sense? Then what? That's why you care to get involved. The MSP event of the year is back. This time, it's virtual and free to attend. SureWeb's Accelerate 2020 offers a comprehensive online program to help you gear up for the future of managed services. Industry experts will deliver thought leadership sessions and hands-on workshops on sales, marketing, financials, strategic business planning, and customer engagement. Also available will be one-on-one meetings and fun virtual networking. Want to stay relevant in a disrupted world? Join us from anywhere on October 21st and 22nd. Registration is open at accelerate.sureweb.com. Would love to hear on some of those stories. You can reach me at dave@mspradio.com. I'll talk to you again tomorrow.